right now. All right, y'all. That's Brother Trenton. Amen. Doing his thing. You know, I'm going to show y'all how it's done. I'm going to show you. No, I'm joking. Nah. But who would have thought, y'all, that behind this basketball, that there could be a lesson for us all? During Black History Month, you often hear the names Martin Luther King Jr., Rosa Parks, and others. When it comes to sports, you often hear Jackie Robinson and Muhammad Ali. But today, I want to tell you a story of another athlete, an athlete by the name of Bill Russell. In case you don't know, Bill Russell is hailed as the greatest winner in sports. He led the Boston Celtics to an unprecedented 11 championships in just 13 seasons. Bill Russell was inspired by Jackie Robinson. He was even an armor bearer at his funeral. Bill Russell is a man who faced many adversities in his life. He is a man that stood beside Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Muhammad Ali. He is well respected, and one thing for certain, he never gave up. Y'all help me say, never give up. Never give up, never give up, never give up. Don't move. All right. Spiritually, his story reminds me of a parable, a story that Jesus told his disciples in Luke 18. In this story, you find a widow. Like Bill Russell, who lost his biggest supporter, his mother, at the age of 12, this widow had lost her biggest supporter, her husband. In spite of the heartache that we all know comes with the loss of a loved one, neither one of these individuals gave up. Bill engrossed himself in his schoolwork, and this widow began a work of her own. Facing injustice, she faithfully prayed and went to the judge in her town pleading, "Grant me justice against my adversary." Now, for some time, that judge refused to give her justice. Can you imagine being in her shoes? I think most of us can, actually. But in the Bible, you will find many references to widows. Why? Because widows were often targets. They were often taken advantage of or treated as if they did not belong in society. Now, since this is Black History Month, let me point out that that sounds very similar to the treatment of African Americans. If you look up Bill Russell, you will find articles and videos where he explains that how, as a Black man, he was not embraced by Boston. Yes, Boston, the city that he played for. He wasn't embraced like the white players were embraced. Can you imagine, while being on the road in Kentucky for a game, you're hungry and you know that there's a restaurant on the first floor, so you and some of your teammates go. You show up to the restaurant, and if you're like me, your stomach is leaping for joy before you get there, and you are licking your lips in anticipation because you know you're about to get your grub on. I had that same feeling when I approached Sanctuary Cafe to get their donuts. Amen. Hallelujah. And yes, I am a foodie. I love food, but we're going to stick with this restaurant in Kentucky. You're hungry. You walk in. Can you smell the chicken cooking? Can you smell the steak cooking? Can you hear the sound of the food cooking and hear pleasant conversations while you hear ice water being poured into glasses? But then you hear the voice of a white man telling you that you can't eat there, that the restaurant is too busy and you're not welcome. You see, no matter how many times people of color have showed up leading to and during the civil rights movement, no matter how many times people of color, women, and the marginalized have shown up, even Jesus showing up on this earth did not change that those in power still refused to give justice. Justice did not come easily then, and sadly, it still doesn't come easily right now. But we serve a God that calls us to justice, everybody. Like the widow, we are called to persistently push for justice. If you don't believe me, the Bible is painted with many examples of what God means by justice and God's stance. In Isaiah 30 and 18, it says, "Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. Therefore, he will rise up to show you compassion. For the Lord is a God of justice." Isaiah 61 and 8 says, "For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing." Psalm 106 and 3 says, "Blessed are those who act justly, who always do what is right." And one where most of us are familiar with, Isaiah 1 and 17, "Learn to do right, seek justice, defend the oppressed, take up the cause of the fatherless, and plead the case of the widow." Or in other translations, "plead the widow's cause." And when I was a kid, I used to say that all the time. I didn't even know what I was saying, but I was like, "plead the widow's cause, plead the widow." I didn't even know what I was saying. It just sounded right, like I was supposed to say it. But the older I got, the more like I learned. And so even this story helps me. It helps me. Turn the page, Richard. There we go. Pray for me. Widow, we are to be persistent like the widow. Finally, after who knows how long this widow pleaded for the judge to work on her behalf, the word of God says in verses 4 and 5 that the judge said to himself, "Even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, because this widow keeps showing up, I will see that she gets justice. So that she won't eventually come and attack me. I will see she gets justice." Finally, the widow receives her justice. Finally, after years of showing up and praying, Bill Russell can eat in whatever restaurant he chooses. And finally, after years of showing up and praying, women are now getting the justice that they deserve in the workforce. Youth, as you go through life, and adults, as you continue to live, remember that justice does not come the first time you show up. Be encouraged as you listen to the words of Jesus in verses 6 through 8, where Jesus says, "Listen to what the unjust judge says, and will not God bring justice for his chosen ones, who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" Jesus says that if in faith, if you keep praying and showing up, justice will come. Jesus says that in this parable that God is the judge, a just judge, and if we faithfully bring it to God, we will see justice. God, who would have thought that behind this basketball that there could be a lesson for each and every one of us, for us all? The lesson is that in order to see justice, you guys, you have to bounce back. You got to bounce back, people of God. Anytime you are rejected and you don't see results, it's like you begin to fall. It's like the chair has been pulled out from underneath you. But as you fall, you have to realize that before you hit the ground, that you can't stay on the ground. You got to look at the ground. You got to get on the ground, pray, and bounce back. Y'all, we got to hit the ground, pray, and bounce back. We have to keep showing up until we see justice. If you show up in prayer, God will show up in your need. If you continue to pray and go to God faithfully like this widow, you will see a change. The beauty in this parable is that Jesus left the injustice unnamed. Why? Because it transcends time, gender, and cultures. So whatever injustice that you are fighting against, brothers and sisters, bounce back. Youth, if it's people telling you that you aren't good enough, bounce back. If they tell you that you can't do it because you're not a boy or a man, bounce back. If they tell you you can't because the color of your skin or that you're too big, too little, or ugly, continue to bounce back. We have to never give up, you guys. We have to continue to pray and continue to show up. And I believe that if we keep praying, if we keep showing up, if we keep bouncing back like those in the civil rights movement, like those in the Me Too movement, like those of us in this room have done various times in our lives, if we keep bouncing back, peace will come. Joy will come. As the kids sang, we will overcome as long as we keep bouncing back. And I believe this, y'all, because I've never seen the righteous forsaken. I have looked to and beyond the hills, and I know where my help comes from. I know it comes from God. And as you guys grow up, you will understand that more and more. But y'all, we can't give up. Somebody help me say, don't give up. Don't give up. We got to put this in the minds of the youth so that when they go to school, when they face obstacles in life, that they know that they can't give up, you guys. But we can't give up. We must continue to pray. We must continue to show up. And we must continue to bounce back. At this time, I ask if you guys can all grab hands so we can pray. God, I'm grateful that in this room there are people who have bounced back. People that have bounced back from harassment, discrimination, abuse, cancer, depression, suicide attempts, the loss of loved ones, and so much more. God, I thank you that you've been a present help in all of our times of trouble. I ask right now, God, that you touch every individual in this room. Whatever they're facing, whatever they're going through, God, let us turn to you in prayer. Let us seek you in all that we do. Give us the mind and the spirit to bounce back. Let us know that when trials come, when hardships come, that we can't just stay down, but we have to get back up. And remind us, God, that if we get back up, you're there to meet us. God, let us give everything to you. For as the Psalms, as the hymn says, oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pains we bear. All because we do not carry everything to you in prayer. God, teach us to bounce back. Teach us to pray. Teach us to seek you in all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen. So everyone, don't let anyone tell you that you haven't bounced back, because you are right here, right now. Everything might not be perfect in your life, but you are still here. Some of us battled through the snow this morning. We made it here. So guys, let's keep praying. Let's keep the faith that God will move on our behalf and on the behalf of right, on the behalf of justice. Today you see, some thought they were oranges from a distance, but they're really mini basketballs, all right? Some of us were hungry when we got here, Brother Charles, amen. Sister Regina, uh-huh. But these are mini basketballs. They're actually stress balls, so they serve two purposes. If you need to squeeze it, squeeze it. But place it somewhere. Place it in your backpack. Place it in your purses. Place it on your desk. And whenever you see this, let it remind you to bounce back. Let it remind you to stay strong. Let it remind you that you serve a God that cares and loves you and that is there to meet you at the time of your need. So now we're going to transition into offering. And during offering, feel free to come and grab one. At this time, this is a time that we give. This is a time that we fulfill our pledges that we've made. This is a time we give and sow seeds to just say, God, we love you and we trust you. If you don't have anything to bring to the table, don't feel ashamed. Bring yourself. because that is the greatest sacrifice that we can make. Amen. And when you come, come and grab a basketball. At this time, let us stand, let us rise, and bring our offerings to the Lord.